One of the best concerts I've ever seen. And I saw The Temptations back in 1972. A great concert. Bruno Mars was fantastic. 1-877-332-8255. We have started the day by asking you, since tomorrow is Canada Day, that I wanted your opinion on the best sporting moment of all time as a Canadian. And the best Canadian athlete of all time. And it's your opinion, what you believe to be true. 1-877-332-8255. That's the phone number and the text line. And we're going to talk to Britton Gray, and I'm going to start off the conversation with that very question. Mr. Gray, sir, thank you for joining us again.
Not a problem.
Your favorite Canadian sporting moment and Canadian athlete of all time.
Favorite Canadian sporting moment. It's really hard to not go with the Vancouver Olympics and winning the gold medal on home soil with everything going on, Sidney Crosby getting it and everything. That's a really major moment. Greatest athlete. I mean, obviously Wayne Gretzky's there, but I mean, Bret Hart, obviously he's one of the all time great Canadian athletes you have to put in there as well. Loves There's been Bret so Hart. Many great ones.
Bret Hart is a huge San Jose Sharks fan. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Because his girlfriend, now wife, lived in San Francisco, and he would come to games all the time. And one of our executives, Ryan Stan, huge wrestling guy like you and I are, would get him tickets, bring him in. In fact, Ryan or Bret went to Ryan's wedding, or vice versa. I think it was Ryan went to Bret's wedding. And you see him in the dressing room. You'd walk into the dressing room after a game, and there is Stan and Bret Hart. Hi, Bret. How you doing? Good. How are you? And I was like, wow. But yeah, Bret Hart would be up there as far as one of the great Canadian athletes, one of the great Canadian icons of all time. But the 2010 games overall, not just Canada, but that was the crowning achievement. That was a very, very good Olympics for Canada.
It was. Right. Yeah. Canada really invested into that Olympics. It was on home soil. They made sure we went out and had one of our best performances of all time. And just, it was one of those moments, much like we're kind of seeing right now with the World Cup. It just felt like national unity where everyone was just cheering on for Canada to do very well at that Olympics.
So let's jump over now back to the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. You had an update today on some guys that the Riders would love to see in the lineup when they play the Red Blacks on Friday.
Yeah, some good news. They're not completely, they're going to play yet. We can't say they're playing yet, but Sam Emlis and Keane Schaefer-Baker were out there. They weren't always running with the starters, but they did run sometimes with the starters. You can definitely tell they're testing them out, kind of see how they'll react to running the routes. How will they feel? Kind of get that in there. So that's good news there. Dell Duncan Busby, who missed last game, he was out there in a full capacity. Looks like he'll return. Jalen Johnson, he missed yesterday. He was out there in a full capacity. Looks like he'll return. So some good news, not out of the woods quite yet. We want to see how they perform, or I guess we won't be able to see it. It's a close practice tomorrow, but we'll see what the injury report says there. If they're still limited, I don't know if they'll play or not this week, but if they log a full one, then yeah, you can probably expect them to be able to go. But unfortunately, not all good news. I noticed early in the practice, Ollie saw it. I was just happened to be down by the defensive line there. He had to get carted off. I don't know what happened. I didn't see it. I was taking photos, and all of a sudden I look over and there's Ollie Saad in the cart. And so unfortunate there, because he's been really good so far this season. I thought he's really taken a step forward. He had a sack last game. He's been really good at the run defense. It's just a shame a young guy like that, just unfortunately, hopefully it's not serious, but unfortunately that happened to him today.
Well, that's not good news. It's such a hard thing, because it seems almost like an epidemic. Once one guy gets hurt, then this guy gets hurt, and all, it just kind of snowballs on you all the time. And you see it with all good teams, like Florida Panthers. You see it with hockey teams all the time. They just cannot stay healthy. And now you're seeing it with the Riders. That's difficult to take.
Yeah, like you say, it's weird how sports is like that, right? Where it does just snowball, where some years you have one or two injuries, everyone stays healthy. The next year, you're missing 12 of your guys in one game, and you're thinking, what lineup do I have to put up there, right? It's a weird thing with sports. I always think back to I believe 2021, where the Riders, right before camp started, lost four players due to Achilles injuries, right?
Yeah, I remember that.
It's so weird how it just happens in bunches at times.
Silent killer, ruptured Achilles. There's three silent killers. I've told you guys this before. There's brain aneurysm, crocodile attack, ruptured Achilles. You never see any of those coming. Those are the three silent killers. Guys obviously don't watch Archer.
No, that's his three biggest fears.
Exactly.
Because he's in a swamp. Well, great exactly. Episode. Great show.
I want to talk to you about, talk to Britton Gray, by the way. He doesn't need any introduction. You recognize the voice. He is the Rider Insider. He's the guy that holds that Regina studio together. Thank goodness for Britton Gray, for all he does for the Rocco Radio. I mean that too, Britton. I'm not just
I appreciate
facetious.
That, Drew. Thank you.
The CFL. Itself. We've had some texts come in about the rule changes. We've had some comments when I'm listening to the Green Zone game day programs about the rule changes in the CFL. What do you think, as a guy who's been following this league and guy that's invested in this league and the guy that sees it every day, what are you thinking about the rule changes that have been brought in this year? And is there any more that are going to be brought in next year?
Well, the next year is the big ones, right?
That's when
they've been announced, right, with the field changes,
right,
and moving the goalposts back and all that. And in terms of them as a whole, now I don't share the same viewpoint. I'm willing to at least see, okay, this is what they're saying is going to happen. Let's see it actually happen. Let's give these rules a try, because I can respect that the CFL, outside of Saskatchewan and Winnipeg, is struggling to get people to come to games.
Right.
They are struggling attendance wise. And so, they're trying some stuff rather than just stay pat and not do anything. At least they're trying stuff. I'm willing to see how it looks. The only rule change I'm really against is when 8 of 9 teams will make playoffs. Okay. I think that is ridiculous. What's the point of the regular season when you're only eliminating one team? That's the one rule change that I think they really should not go forward with. Everything else, I mean, you're kind of seeing it this year. I think the play clock is making the games go by a little bit smoother and is allowing offenses to get into more of a groove, because the defenses cannot get their substitutions in. They cannot do some things they used to be able to do, and that's leading to more points. You're seeing it already, but I at least want to see what happens with some of these rule changes and how it looks before I completely say this was a terrible idea.
Yeah, that's a great point. But I do agree with you on the playoff situation. Now, I know it's money. You know, that's mm-hmm. the finance is going to drive it. So the owners, listen, you put a lot of money into it. You deserve to get some money back. But I agree with you. Having 8 of 9 make it is kind of crazy. One guy I wanted to talk to you about, and I've been underwhelmed by him so far this year. And maybe I'm wrong, because you're much more learned in the game of football than I am. But Nathan Rourke, what's going on with that guy? Is it just he's playing with his team's not that good? They're 0-3. Mm-hmm. And he just can't, he doesn't have the time to get the ball away, or he's not the same guy he was because of injuries. The guy blew us away his rookie year. And went down to the States, gave it a shot, didn't work out. So he comes back, and everybody's expecting him to be lighting it up again in the CFL. He's not doing that. Is there something that you're seeing in his game, or something in BC's game, that they got to clean up for him to be what he used to be?
To me, it's injuries right now with the BC Lions. It all comes down to that, is that Nathan Rourke, I mean, they lost 4 of their top 5 receivers for a few weeks here. They have been signing guys off the street and having to put them in there that week. Like, that receiver room has been decimated by injuries. But then their offensive line play hasn't been as good as you thought.
Oh,
that defense
pressure
has been terrible. Nathan Rourke has had to throw the ball a lot because they're just constantly behind in games because the defense can't make a stop. And then part of it is, Nathan Rourke had an MOP season. He's been on pace before to set record-breaking numbers. Can he really do that every year? You know, maybe not. Maybe he doesn't always completely light the world on fire, because it's really tough in professional sports to consistently do that. I'm willing to, at least at this point with Nathan Rourke, be like, okay, who is he throwing to? He's been missing a lot of weapons, or at least they've been banged up. He's always under pressure because the offensive line isn't able to protect him. The defense is atrocious in BC right now. There's a lot of reasons why he just hasn't looked as good as he had. And so I think that's really what it comes down to. If when they get healthy, that could still be a scary team if that defense ever figures it out, which I have no idea if they will or not.
Yeah, I guess I'm kind of guilty on that as far as looking at him and expecting to do what he does when you see some goaltenders and they don't have the save percentage and they're not making the saves that you think they should be making, and you don't look at the way that the team's playing defense in front of them, you're going, well, what's his problem? Well, the problem is that there's other five guys out there, and in this situation, there's 11 other guys out there, so...
Exactly. That's a whole team disaster now in BC. Yeah.
And football is an interesting game too, because hockey's so chaotic. Baseball's very robotic. But football, if one guy is not doing his job, if one guy misses his block or misses the tackle or doesn't run the right route, then things change completely. It's such a precise game. That's the one thing that I love about football, watching it, is how much precision there is when the team's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
It's so technical, isn't it, Drew? As you mentioned, one guy runs the wrong route, all of a sudden he's not where he's supposed to be, the quarterback throws it, interception. Running back misses a block, the quarterback is getting hammered because the linebacker's coming off unblocked. That's really what's great about football, as you mentioned. It's so technical, you have to just be always on your P's and Q's. It's so detail-oriented. And then it's like a chess match, right? Between the offense wants to do this, well, as the defense, how do we break that up? How do we throw some chaos into what they want to do? It's really a fun sport in that regard.
Yeah, that's what makes it so great. And when they're doing it right, they're doing it right. Just got a text in. What do we think about Azu being reinstated into the CFL? I didn't see that he got reinstated.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of came out. Okay. It's just... I mean, it's not surprising. They did say they would reinstate him. He had to go through the training and stuff, that attend the workshops that they would have had to have him do because of the policy, the domestic violence policy, and everything that he had to do. So what do I think? It's not surprising. They always said he would be reinstated if he did this. Now what's going to be interesting is what team decides to sign him. I do believe he will be signed. He is a young talent. We know in football there's a lot of teams willing to give a lot of guys chances, especially a guy with that much potential. The Riders, when we did talk to Jeremy O'Day, they did say he would not be a Rider again. So I think we can put that to bed, at least. Well, if what said was true, right? That's what they told us, was they would not sign him. But where does he sign now? Because wherever he does sign, he has to spend a minimum 6 games suspended. And those games don't count because he's not signed to a team. He has to be signed to a team to start that suspension.
Games. Wow. Wow. Well, thanks, my friend. Great insight. Love it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. No, not tomorrow. Thursday.
No. I'll be at work tomorrow. There's a Rider practice tomorrow. Yeah. It's closed, but it's still working.
Happy Canada Day anyway.
Yeah. Thanks, Drew. You too.
Thanks, Britton. That's the great Britton Gray giving us all the insight in the CFL. Always good stuff from Britton. You're listening to 650 CKOM, 980 CJME. Welcome back to the program. We're talking about silent killers. Croc attack, brain aneurysm, ruptured Achilles. Trevor writes in, one other silent killer, U.S. B-52 bombers, or B-2 bombers. If you hear them coming, you weren't the target. Where I live in San Jose, or we live in San Jose, sometimes, depending on the weather and the traffic patterns, because there's 3 airports in that area, plus Moffett Air Force Base. Every once in a while, you'll hear the B-52s fly over, or the jets fly over. And oh my goodness, I can't imagine being in that path. That would not be good. 1-877-332-8255. Randy texts in, as we were asking about greatest Canadian sports moment of all time. Since tomorrow's Canada Day, let's celebrate a little bit. Everybody's excited about the soccer. So Randy texts in, the greatest Canadian sports moment is Paul Henderson's goal against the Russians. And the greatest athlete is Donovan Bailey, Wayne Gretzky, and George Schiavallo. I met Mr. Schiavallo once, as a matter of fact. Are a close second. George Schiavallo, boy, he gave Muhammad Ali fits. George was one tough, tough man. Greg from Lumsden, greatest Canadian sports moment, 2013 Riders Grey Cup win in Regina. Greatest Canadian athlete between Wayne and Zeke Thurston, 4-time PRCA World Saddle Bronc Champion. And yes, rodeo cowboys are athletes. You're not going to get an argument from me on that one. If you've never been to a rodeo, you've seen what those guys are like. Bull riders, the bronc busters, the clowns who save people's lives. They are amazing. But I went to one when I was assistant coach in Lloydminster back in 1986. And we were right down at the bench level watching these guys. And this one cowboy got bucked off by a bull. And he gets up and he's facing the boards. And it's like a hit in hockey, right in the back. Boom, the bull turned real quick and got him. And they carried him off. Next night, he's out there again. You got that right. Cowboys are definitely athletes. Let's go to the 1 minute drill.
Saskatchewan Roughriders were on the field today and some positive news on the injury front. Sam Emlis and Keen Schaefer-Baker were out and running routes after suffering injuries in the last game. However, they didn't take all of the reps with the starters, so their status remains up in the air. The Riders take on the Ottawa Redblacks on Friday. The knockout rounds continue at the FIFA World Cup. Norway emerged with a win over the Ivory Coast after an Erling Haaland goal in the 86th minute. Later today, France meets Sweden, and Mexico takes on Ecuador. The Toronto Blue Jays finally have a win. Toronto snapped a 6-game losing streak last night with a 2-1 victory over the New York Mets to open their 3-game series at Rogers Centre. Toronto's Kevin Gausman faces New York's Nolan McLean in a battle of right-handers. And in WCBL action tonight, the Weyburn Beavers will take on the Energy City Cactus Rats. The Saskatoon Berries host the Brooks Bombers, and the Moose Jaw Miller Express take on the Medicine Hat Mavericks. That's your Green Zone Sports. I'm Britton Gray.
That's become my favorite part of the show now, listening to Britton Gray say Energy City Cactus Rats. What the heck is a cactus rat? We're going to have to look that up. We'll be back on the Green Zone with your texts, your calls, and a little bit of open lines before we get to Daryl Davis on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. We'll just play music from here for the next couple hours. Great choice, Jeremy. Good job. 1-877-332-8255. That is the phone number. I am in for Jamie Nye, who's away right at the moment. He'll be back next week. So we don't have a show tomorrow because it's Canada Day. But Thursday, and then a shortened version on Friday because the Green Zone game day programming will kick in because the Riders play on Friday against the Ottawa Redblacks. We just had Britton Gray on, giving us the insight and update on what's going on with the Riders. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. That is my schedule. Now, tomorrow is Canada Day. It's also free agent frenzy. I don't know how much of a frenzy it's going to be. There's not exactly a huge like bunch of stars out there that you went, oh, we got to go get that guy. I think you'll see some trades tomorrow because I know that the phones are buzzing in pretty much every NHL office regarding the potential for guys to be moving around. One of the questions out there now with Sergei Bobrovsky going to be the top free agent goaltending prospect is, will your Edmonton Oilers go after the 37-year-old? 1-877-332-8255. And also, because tomorrow is Canada Day, we asked at the start of the show, and we got a lot of texts on it, and I'm going to try to get to them. I read every one, but maybe I just don't read them on the air, that when we're talking about Canada Day, your favorite Canadian sporting moment of all time and your favorite Canadian athlete of all time. Your opinion. It's not wrong. It's Kyla. Hey, Drew. Long time no hear. This is Kyla from Wall. My favorite moment is Elizabeth Manley and the 1988 Calgary Olympics. That was something. That was outstanding stuff. Elizabeth Manley was fantastic, and everybody just fell in love with her, Canada's sweetheart. I had moved to, I was living in Vancouver, working at the University Golf Club, and my friend, Tim Tate, got the head pro's job at the Elks Club in Calgary, and we moved to Vancouver just as the Olympics started. My goodness me, that was fun. It was at one time in Calgary during the Olympics, it was warmer in Calgary than it was in San Diego. They had to cancel some events. You know, the Chinook rolls in and that was it. But boy, oh boy, when you went downtown, it was 10th Ave. I think that's where all the bars were. I would recommend it anytime. It was a lot of fun back in the day. And that's a non-drinker. 1-877-332-8255. Your favorite sporting moment, Canadian sporting moment. Greg from Lundson. Oh, I already talked to you, Greg. I'm reading the wrong one. Randy says that greatest sporting moment, Paul Henderson's goal against the Russians. I know the demographic from reading the greatest sporting moment because you're all pretty much my age, maybe a little younger, maybe a little older, but you remember that 1972 Summit Series. And that Summit Series was phenomenal. I was 10 years old, as I mentioned. And if you remember, in that Summit Series, Team Canada, now I've always said that that's not the greatest Canadian sporting moment for me. Greatest Canadian sporting moment was Sidney Crosby and the golden goal and the overtime win, because that meant something far as gold medal in the biggest hockey game in Canadian hockey history, until just lost to Hellebuck and the Americans. But that was an eight game series, four in Canada, four in Russia. The aspect that some of you called in about or texted in about was saying, yeah, but the geopolitical situation at the time, it was their lifestyle against our lifestyle. And if you remember, there was no interest in it in the first few games. Canada's going to smoke them. It's not even going to be close. This is NHLers playing Russians, amateurs, basically. They weren't. And one of the actual scouting reports I remember was that they didn't have very good goaltending. Let us have Tretiak ring a bell. I actually did a hockey clinic when I was working at Hockey Canada with Mr. Tretiak. Yeah, it was great. He was giving a goalie clinic and we came out as shooters because I was working for Dave King at the time. It was just an amazing, amazing time. But the first couple of games, all of a sudden it's like, oh my goodness, these guys are good. And then the game, it was in Vancouver. And I want to say at the end of the game, it was Ernie Afaganis, if I remember correctly, who interviewed Phil Esposito, and the fans were booing, and it was a tough game, and Phil Esposito gives this speech about we're trying, they're a good team over there, and and he was heartfelt about what the guys were trying to do. And then they go over to Russia, and there's so many incidents that they were talking about. One that Phil talked about, Phil told this story before, is that they were in Russia, and back in the day, they were different in 72 when you were somewhere. The boys would go out, right? The boys would go out. So Phil told the story of he and Wayne Cashman going out and then coming back to their room, the guy's room together back then. You don't do that now. It's you got your own room. But they discovered this bump in the carpet, square little box in the carpet. And they pull back the carpet and they see this little metal box and they're thinking, they're bugging our room. They are bugging our room. So Phil tells the story, two guys who are a tad into it by that time. And they're leaning into the box, yelling at this metal box, all kinds of terrible, terrible things to the Russians who are listening. So they decide they're going to unscrew it. Cash decides he's going to unscrew this box. And he unscrews the box, and he's unscrewing the box, and they're still yelling at this metal box. And they finally get the box off, and the next thing they hear is this massive crash beneath them. And this was a box that held up a chandelier in one of the one of the ballrooms in this hotel. It is such a great story, but that was the way it was back then in 72. That is a fantastic sporting moment, but for me, it was Sid in that game that meant as much as it did. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. Greatest Canadian athlete of all time. This is from Dean. Ben Johnson, .. until he got caught. But to be fair, there's only three athletes in that race. The dirtiest race in Olympic history. Only three athletes in that race we're clean. It's that the story's out there. It's all over the place. Only three. Everybody at either before or after tested positive performance enhancing drugs, except three athletes. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. Want to get to this one. This is from Reed. We talked about Bret Hart with the great Britton Gray. His greatest sporting moment, October 12th, 1992, Canadian sporting moment, went to a WWF at the time, World Wrestling Federation, TV taping at Sask Place in Saskatoon. Who would have thought in Saskatoon that Bret the Hitman Hart would win the world heavyweight champion from the Nature Boy, Ric Flair? The crowd kept waiting for a twist or a reversal, but when they realized that Bret had won, the building actually went crazy. Saskatoon was Bret's father Stu's hometown. I still can't believe it 33 years later. Stu Hart was from here. You know who else was from here? The late, great Roddy Piper. I remember when we were doing this show long, long time ago when we first started. I think it was the Drew Mendes Sports Show. And we got Roddy Piper on. We got Mr. Piper on. And he just didn't grow up far from here. He grew up in just by Nutana Collegiate, Victoria Street. And we started talking about that. And he went for at least 35 minutes. We blew through three breaks. We blew through everything. The late, great Ted Farr was mad at me. He was the program manager here. And finally, I had to say, Mr. Piper, sir, sorry, but I'm way past my break. And he was like, that's all right, young man. It's great talking to you. He was such a nice gentleman talking to us. He was so glad to talk to Saskatoon. So that was the one great thing I remember about Mr. Piper. He was such a good man. But man, oh man, did we go through breaks. 1-877-332-8255. This is from Darby. Her sporting event that she attended and remains at the top of her list was Game 4, 2016 Stanley Cup Finals. Her nephew called and said 3 days ahead and said, I had to be there one way or another. He had free tickets, five rows up from the players' bench. I've never organized a trip so quickly in my life. It was like I was dreaming. The sad thing is the Sharks lost that game to the Pittsburgh Penguins and didn't win the cup, but was such a fantastically talented team, one of the greatest days of Darby's life. 1-877-332-8255. It's the Green Zone. Top Canadian sporting moments and top Canadian athlete all time. Tomorrow's Canada's Day. Let's celebrate on the Green Zone. 650 CKOM 980 CJM. Saw Billy Idol 1986 at the P&E Coliseum, 87, P&E Coliseum in Vancouver. That song came on. The floor was just shaking. It was so awesome. Billy Idol was fantastic. Let's go to Darcy on the phones. Hey, Darce.
A great Saskatchewan athlete from North Battleford, Saskatchewan, Reuben Mays.
Oh, yeah.
He came out of North Battleford, yep. Went to Washington State, drafted by the New Orleans Saints,
yep.
And he was Rookie of the Year in the NFL. How many Canadians have ever been Rookie of the Year in the NFL?
One. That guy?
One. Yep.
He remember when he was in Darcy. Remember when he was in high school, and they would come to Saskatoon, and he would run circles around everybody. He was so good.
He was in my graduating class. I didn't know the man, but I got the pleasure to see him play.
Yeah,
He was extremely fast. He had the wheels.
He did. He was such a good ball player. And you're right. He's the only guy, and only Canadian to ever have done it. And, you know, like you said, from North Battleford to the New Orleans Saints, can you think of anybody who's had that kind of rise in their athletic career like that?
He had a bit of a nickname, and I believe it was the Bullet of the Bayou.
That's a good one, my friend. That's a very good one. Thanks, Darce. Appreciate the call. That's a good one. Reuben Mays was so good. I remember it's, I was out of high school then. He was younger than me. But boy, you'd go watch him at Gordie Howe, and he would just fly up and down the field. Favorite sporting moments. First off, this is from No Name. For Drew, what is the root of your disdain for the Oilers? I don't have disdain for the Oilers. I don't have any disdain at all. If you listen to me talk about Connor and Leon and Darnell, there's players on the Oilers I really like. My disdain, I guess, if you'd say it, have you seen their record against the San Jose Sharks, the team I work for in the last 5 years? Yeah, that's probably why I don't like them very much. They keep kicking the crap out of us. 1-877-332-8255. But the other one that our no name sends in, let's just call him Steve from Regina. Big hockey guy. So Sid's golden goal is probably one of my favorites, but the 2002 Olympics are a very close record. Gold medal for the men and the women on the U.S. soil. The Gretzky media rant was, you're right there. The Gretzky media rant was so good. And the drama around the women's match against the U.S. Was that the one where they were talking about, or was it Vancouver? I think it was this one where they were the women were saying that the U.S. girls were carving up the Canadian flag with their skates, which I know one of the young ladies that was on that team, in the U.S. team, and she told me without a doubt that was a bunch of BS. And I know this girl, or this woman now, well, and I believe her 100%. But it certainly got the Canadian women going, didn't it? 1-877-332-8255. Oh, well, there's a good one. Rich Pilon went to St. Louis in the NHL from a low beginnings. 1-877-332-8255 is the phone number. That's also the text line. Crosby's golden goal is probably number one, but another one to choose is touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run. That, of course, is Joe Carter's great, great home run to win the World Series for the Blue Jays. We got Daryl Davis. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit football. We'll talk about everything in the sporting world on the Green Zone, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.